This is weird. How do you sit with this in between your legs?
You're welcome. Oh my God.
It's just.
Do we all get in on it?
It's like a. Just.
I got exercises too. No one gets to see because I'm never on camera. I'm like this.
So what you're saying is that you do exercises, but no one sees them. You're alone when you do these exercises, and that's how you keep tonally strong.
Yes.
That sounds very jack-off-ish.
Oh, God, no.
This is what happens when we bring one of the camera dudes on camera. We're just like, hey, man, so how do you feel about that? Welcome to the Exit Only Theater podcast. I am Adrian Alderett.
I'm JP Lee.
Yes. It seemed that you've gone through a drastic change.
Yeah, things happened.
Yes.
Sorry, Jen.
Jen, what happened to you? You saw Batman v Superman, you came out a man.
Sorry, Jen, I'm sorry.
All right, no, Jen is away on vacation, but she will be back a couple episodes from now. But in the meantime, we wanted to keep you guys informed into what's going on in the world of movie news. But specifically, since we're comic book movie nerds, damn it, that's what we're talking about. Take it, Jen. You're going to like it.
Yeah, Jen.
Okay. Okay. When I'm the sensible one, the one with reason, we have a problem.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But speaking of one with reason, let's get right into our topics today. So the first thing we want to talk about is the progress of Batman v Superman, specifically with the box office numbers. Obviously, the reviews have been, to say it's mixed is kind of an understatement. Yeah. But regardless of that, what we're seeing now, as of this recording, the Friday box office for Batman v Superman in week two had earned just $15 million, as opposed to last week when it almost made almost like close to $50 million. So rounding up to how the weekend's going to shape out, it looks like Batman v Superman will take a 70% dip compared to what they earned last week, which is huge.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because usually, and the reason we want to talk about this, and the reason I kind of want to ask you is because, do you think the potential 70% dip in earnings in the box office is a sign that this movie was actually not good, and should Warner Brothers kind of look back and say, okay, maybe we need to reevaluate things?
I think it's really hard to tell because, in my opinion, I think the critics were so much more harsh than they needed to be.
Okay.
Like, I mean, yeah, they're right. A lot of, like, we've talked a ton about it off camera. It's like almost ridiculous, but I don't know. I mean, I expect a dip, especially after what the reviews it's getting, but I don't know what the studio is going to think. It's so hard to tell, especially because they have so much money invested, and I mean, they're already going to start shooting soon, so.
Yeah, it's tough because you could tell that they wanted, it's really strange because, like you said, when it comes to reviewing this movie, I've never been more exhausted talking about a movie in my life. Where it's just like, after we watched it, like, yeah, I liked it. Yeah, I had issues, you know, whatever. But then every day since we saw it last Monday, it was like every single day we were talking about it. Because obviously we're looking at the reviews and we're like, we're interested in seeing what people thought about it. It's not because we're like trying to find justification or anything. It's just we're curious about what the movie, what critics are saying, and also what these like really big time bloggers are saying. We're like, are they interested in the movie? Kevin Smith just recently said, didn't like the movie. Well, I don't know if he didn't like it, but right, I know when he came out with the review, he says that he was pretty harsh about it too.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, look, it sounded like Zack Snyder didn't know what a comic book movie was, or never read a Batman comic.
Didn't seem like anyone on the cast picked up a friggin' comic.
But like going back to this question, I think Warner Brothers should look into this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know off camera, we talked about this, that I hope before these numbers came out, I had hoped that Warner Brothers kind of took a step back and say, just because people spent a lot of money to watch this movie the first weekend doesn't necessarily mean that they liked it. You could tell, and the comparison I made is with like ordering a pay-per-view fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just because 100 million people around the world saw Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather, it doesn't mean that they liked the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you paid for the fight. Yeah, that's great. We made a lot of money. Those people are not going to come back if you do a second one. I guarantee you. I especially me. But with this, I think they definitely need to, the fanboy in me wants me to say, aha, we found a reason. There you go. Look at the numbers. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you're kind of right too, where it's like, they've already invested a lot of money. They made a ton of money already. It's like, well, we're going to go forward with what we're going to do, but we're going to try to make sure we make a better quality movie next time. That's what I'm hoping to do. But yeah, that's all. Like, mm-hmm. It's definitely something that we have to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the future for DC and Warner Brothers, there was news that Ben Affleck finished his script for a solo Batman movie. And that was according to his agent that came out a few days ago. So now that we're seeing that, like, fans, from the critical reception and even fan reception, people really liked Ben Affleck's performance. Mm-hmm. My question to you is, based off the 70, taking it in context with the 70% dip, do you think Warner Brothers will try to race to get a new Batman movie before other movies are made, even though they already put their original scheduled slate?
I think they're going to push for it. I think they're going to move some movies around. Yeah. Especially with the reviews coming out this week. I think it's a huge, huge drop. And stuff's going to be reworked. Something's going to happen. I feel, especially when the movie starts, the new Justice League starts shooting.
Yeah.
I think when
which is in April. Right. Which is now, actually.
And
yeah.
And I think once that kind of starts really getting in motion, you're going to see stuff move around.
Yeah, I agree with you. Where it's, you have an opportunity here where a lot of people liked your movie, but the reason they liked the movie is because one character stood out, and that was Batman.
Right.
Regardless if it's Ben Affleck or not, if that one character was the reason that movie, or people are watching that movie now on, like, it's no longer about Batman Superman, it's like, hey, I want to see Ben Affleck. I heard he did good. You have to push for it now. It's like, yeah. I understand you have a slate right now where it's Suicide Squad in August. Mm-hmm. Where that's already done. Supposedly now. We'll talk about that later. Then it's going to be Wonder Woman, right. And then it's supposed to be Justice League Part 1.
And Wonder Woman, everyone liked her in the movie too. So it's like you have to kind of try to ride that wave.
Yeah, so like even though like they're going with their current schedule right now, the fact that people loved Ben Affleck, right. And the fact that you're kind of facing a controversy right now where it was like, wow, that was a crappy movie, man. Like, what the hell were you thinking? Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, we have to cater to the fans to what they want. And they want Batman. They want a Ben Affleck-directed Batman. Mm-hmm. And who knows what the story's about. You know, we could speculate all day what they should or should not do. But what we know right now is that the script is done. Warner Brothers needs to, I think, take that and say, let's do a Batman movie and let's make it, you know, let's see if we can release it before the first Justice League. That could be done because Ben Affleck's schedule seems pretty, I think, open
pretty
right
open,
now.
Yeah. They would just have to, they'd probably have to move on it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I would say you'd probably see those changes.
Yeah.
Because they have him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so up in the air because of all the reviews, because it was so unexpected for it to go the way it did.
Speaking of reviews, one of the biggest complaints about Batman v Superman that it was that it wasn't fun or funny or anything like that. Mm-hmm. There was really no sense of joy in the movie. Mm-hmm. And recently, there was news that came out that Suicide Squad, which had finished filming, which was already done.
Probably close to done editing.
It was pretty close to done editing. Recently, there was news that came out that Warner Brothers is paying to have some reshoots with Suicide Squad, specifically to make it funnier. And rumor has it that there was a source that said that all the scenes in the movie with the Bohemian Rhapsody song were all the funny scenes in the movie, all of them. So that Warner Brothers said, you know what? Hey, you know what? Let's go. And supposedly it was reaction to Deadpool, but I think it's bullshit. It's a reaction to the reaction of Batman v Superman.
Definitely.
Like the timing of it couldn't have been weirder.
What's with these trailers releasing all the footage that's...
Well, this is the thing. It's Warner Brothers doing it.
Right.
It's Warner Brothers. But my question to you is, first of all, let's talk about this. Are you comfortable, like, let's say Suicide Squad was done, like pretty much almost done editing. If you're a director and someone came to you and say, hey, we need this to be funnier. Like, the studio's saying, we need it. It's not, hey, can you? It's like, no, we need to make this funnier because people want funny and whatever. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? And would you go forth and change it?
Me personally, because I've edited and produced stuff myself. Whenever you force stuff to happen, it's never going to come out how you want it to happen. They could get lucky, man. I mean, especially because of the caliber of actors that they have in the movie. But, like, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's great that they want to make the movie, like, more light and, like, interesting and fun. Yeah. But still,
Yeah.
That's rough, especially when you're so close to the end.
Yeah, it's like if, like, because every movie has reshoots, first and foremost. It's like, look, it happens. Like, if there's a thing, like, if they need to add some pickup shots here and there, it's like, hey, we need more footage of Killer Croc wiping his ass. It's like, we didn't get the angle that we needed, so let's go back and get the ass angle.
Right.
You know what
I mean? It's quick, but it's like quick stuff.
It's really quick. But at the same time, it's like, if they're doing it just for the sole reason to make it funnier, then I agree with you. Where I'm kind of, as a fan, I'd be cautious because I am concerned because they're trying to conform to anything that's going on right now. Where Warner Bros. Seems to be like losing balance right now. Whereas they're just like, holy crap, they said that we needed to be funnier. Let's go shoot some weird. Like, Suicide Squad seems like a pretty serious movie, even though it's a bunch of random people put together. It seems like a pretty same in tone with Batman v Superman. Yeah.
You have your random one-liners in there, I'm sure, but
yeah, and so
comedy's not easy.
No, it's not easy at all, especially when, like, David Ayer is a great director.
Right.
All of his movies are really good. Mm-hmm. The problem is, like, if you're a director and you've already made your movie and you made your pitch of what you wanted to do with the movie, and Warner Bros. Said, yeah, go ahead and do that, and let's say he wanted to go serious, and then all of a sudden they come out and say, hey, man, you know what we all agreed to? Yeah, can we add this with, and, like, it's them saying, hey, we need you to change it. Yeah. And it's like, it's like, dude, you already knew what we were getting into. Like, if you're going to do it, you got to go all in.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, I'm worried. I am worried. Yeah, I hope it's nothing drastic. I hope it's just like a quick scene of somebody just like tripping and falling or something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if it sounds pretty substantial for what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to lead into the next thing where this
I'm going to go camera really quick.
Oh, yeah. This is our intermission. Sean has to, like, this is normal technical stuff. Sean has to do stuff with the camera. Yeah.
Good thing I was recording, huh?
Yeah, good thing you're recording. Yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah, this is totally normal. Because Sean's usually behind the camera, so this you never would see this. But this is what it takes to do this production when it's only literally us two people. There's no one else here. We don't even have the GoPro camera for this one. But we love the fans. All 50 of you. Yes. Hey, you know what? We appreciate the viewers, man. Yeah, this is awesome. Sure. We're having a lot of fun. Please let us know what you guys want us to talk about. Because we definitely see that you guys care about this stuff. So we're trying to bring it to you as much as possible. But no, like I was saying, like going in line about like making movies fun or funnier, James Wan, the director of the future Aquaman movie, was interviewed. And they asked him, like, hey, man, so like what plans do you have for Aquaman? And to sum up what he said, he basically said, it's like, look, we want to make him as badass and everything. Because I know he knows the stigma of Aquaman. He's kind of a goofy guy to make fun of. He lives in the water. He talks to fishes. Ha ha ha.
Right.
But the one thing he said is like, look, I'm gonna make him badass. I can't wait to make all the sea creatures that I have imagined. But at the same time, I want to make it fun. And he kind of, even though it may not have been intentional, it definitely a subtle dig at way Batman v Superman is being received because they asked him just after the movie was released and they asked him if he saw the movie. He's like, yeah, he liked it, whatever. And he's just like, yeah, you know, I look forward to making him badass, but I also, we can't forget to make it fun.
Right.
So my question to you is, and I think we're both on the same page, we're like, yeah you know, you're right, make a fun movie. Because at the end of the day, you're going to remember a fun movie. Deadpool was fun. It could have been violent.
Yeah.
Like, but it was fun. It was balanced. My question to you is, does a comic book movie have to be fun to be good?
I don't think so, because I mean, we were just watching Batman upstairs, The Dark Knight, and those are all pretty straightforward.
Those are pretty serious.
Like with Aquaman, just because of who he is, and it's kind of a goofy character, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You can make it fun, and why not take that chance of making it fun, especially eventually when he joins up with the Justice League. Like, that'll help if you establish he's kind of a fun character and jokes around a little bit.
Yeah.
That'll bring a little bit of a light side to the non-light movie. Yeah. And you need that, like, you just need some kind of break in the movies, like, holy crap, it's so serious and heavy.
Yeah, I think the one thing, like, you can answer this in any given way,
right.
Where it's like, yeah, you know, you could say, yeah, movies have to, like, the comic book movies need to be fun, and then you're like, yeah, but what about The Dark Knight? That was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't necessarily fun. Yeah, there was some fun sequences where you're like, when, like, Bruce Wayne's with the hockey pads comment and everything that was cool, it was subtle, but it was very brief.
Mm-hmm.
But then also you take a movie like we just said, Deadpool, where you know you understand like what's going on. I think the important thing is like which character are you working with, and let's see what we can do with it from there. versus Superman in Batman v Superman, the reason people are digging at it and the reason we're digging at it is because Superman is a fun character. Mm-hmm. He's a guy, he's the Boy Scout. They literally call him the Boy mm-hmm. Scout. And in this movie, he seems more like a guidance counselor in the inner city, where everything he does, like, I don't think I could save this world, man. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's like, I get that, but also, like, in the movie, they should have put some scenes where people appreciated him saving them.
Like, smile.
Yeah, where it's
holy
just like...
Holy shit.
Like you mentioned, like, where Bruce Wayne says, oh, when you save a cat out of a tree, it's like, it would have been kind of funny if you're like, hey, you're saving a bunch of people, and the last thing he saves is the cat from the tree. It's like, that would have been a wink. It's like, look, you know, we get it. You know, Superman, you know, he saves everybody, even, like, in the most ridiculous circumstances
that aren't. Because that's what he's supposed to like to do. Like, that's his thing. I mean, save people. Doesn't matter the big destruction or small.
And he doesn't weigh on it. He's like, no, I just do it because it's my duty. It's what I have to do. Mm-hmm. It's the same way Batman goes to his extremes. It's like, I do it because it's my duty. Mm-hmm. And then Batman v Superman didn't do that. But I think at the end of the day, I think you have to definitely try to find a way to make your movie experience enjoyable, whether it's a comic book movie or not.
For sure.
If you're doing a big studio film, I think you do have to make it fun. I think you do. The Dark Knight, we could always point to that and whatever, but I think what that movie I think is different is that when Christopher Nolan did those movies, no one was asking for a Batman movie. Right. And it was right at the early stages of the comic book movie genre exploding. Mm-hmm. Batman Begins came out, no one really saw it, but critics loved it. Mm-hmm. Dark Knight came out, the biggest reason people were talking about it before it came out was because Heath Ledger passed away.
Yep.
And then he knocked it out of the park, so it was like, whoa, these movies are awesome. So like, it was like, there was no expectations for these, so they could kind of experiment with stuff, and they did, and you could see it on screen. They gave a really aspiring indie director, and now he's a big-time dude.
Yep.
And like, Christopher Nolan wasn't Christopher Nolan when he made this movie.
It sucks now that everything has to be compared to that.
It sucks,
because
but
it is like one of the comic book movies. Like, it could be argued as a number one.
In my opinion, it was experimental because it evolved. The kind of themes it was weighing was very relevant to today's world. The post 9/11 world is what Christopher Nolan likes to always point to. I think I think instead of comparing it to those movies, it's like, can you have a fun movie, a comic book movie, and it be serious in tone or whatever? And the movies I want to compare it to are Blade, because the first Blade movie was dead serious.
Pretty violent.
Serious, but within its world. Was it fun? There were really cool action sequences and stuff, but it was also a very well-made movie. I think the second movie was more fun. Guillermo del Toro directed it, and it was really, I guess it was more fun because it was more campy. It wasn't necessarily like, hey, let's go have a good time. It was campy because, like, oh, there's an underground world of vampires, and now they're teaming up together to take down this super vampire. And I'm like, hey, that works. Mm-hmm. And visually it worked. They kind of, like...
It's kind of a comic booky thing to do, a team up.
Yeah.
You gotta love that.
It played up on the camp. Mm-hmm. It played up the camp. I think camp is definitely the thing that they should, like, Batman v Superman and the Justice League universe should be looking at. It's like, how do we make this campy? Doesn't necessarily have to be dead serious like Batman, or I mean The Dark Knight, but at the same time, be campy, where it's like, let's say, for instance, Ben Affleck's about to fight some guy, and he's looking around his utility belt, and he has nothing. Like, for fans, it'd be like, oh, that's fucking hilarious. Or he whips out, like, fucking pepper spray. He's like, I didn't know I had this here. Yeah. Fuck it, I'll use it. just have fun. Yeah. Have fun with that. Don't necessarily have fun with jokes, but have fun.
Just quick little bites.
I definitely think superhero movies now, I think the X-Men movies are getting, they're pushing to being too serious now.
Yeah.
Because as good as Days of Future Past was, it was kind of like, it was just like, okay, yeah, that was really cool. I get what you're trying to do.
Set up
It was a really good movie, shitty ending, but it was, I think they need to play up on the camp. Make campy superhero movies. Deadpool was campy. Yeah.
God, I love Deadpool.
As much as we didn't like Ant-Man or like, Iron Man and Ant-Man are kind of like the same thing. Like, make them campy.
Yeah.
Like, do that. Like, it's really hard to do a movie like Winter Soldier, where you could kind of have a perfect blend of just serious and comic book and trying to do all these things at once. And just try to do your movie. Don't try to
match anyone else's, especially Winter Soldier. Because that one's, you don't have, it's a total different character from what's in every other movie.
Yeah.
So just try to make your own thing and focus on that one thing. Yeah. And then it could branch off. I think that's what Marvel did.
And going into our next topic, speaking of trying to do their own thing, Gambit. 20th Century Fox has delayed the production of Gambit again. right now it looks like they're probably not going to shoot until the maybe middle or late next year.
Right.
Director Doug Liman's going to direct something else in the meantime, mm-hmm. while Warner Brothers tries to get whatever they're trying to get settled. Rumor has it that Doug Liman didn't like the casting of the, like, not necessarily of Channing Tatum, yeah. but of the casting of every other character in the movie. So he was like, I want to recast everybody. So Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox was like, oh, all right, let's just delay it again. It's just like, what the hell's going on here? So my question to you is, one, should Gambit get made? Mm-hmm. Like, just period. Like, regardless of it's Channing Tatum or not, does Gambit, the standalone Gambit movie, need to happen? And two, is 20th Century Fox kind of losing grip with the X-Men universe?
I don't think it should get made. I'm kind of over it. I think they're losing people by all the delays.
Really?
And I don't think Gambit is in as high demand as any other character. I mean, he's a great character, but like the push for all this to just happen is kind of like ridiculous just for like a spin-off movie of a character that not many people know about but do, you know?
It's like, to compare it to Warner Brothers, it's kind of like they're trying to rush it.
Definitely.
They're trying to create a universe. And X-Men, the one thing that X-Men has an advantage of over all the other universes is that they have really cool characters, and there's a crap ton.
You go to anyone.
You could go to anyone. And the one thing I think they need to do right now is, like, if Gambit isn't ready, take your time. There's no rush.
Make sure it's good.
They just knocked Deadpool out of the park. Like, they're very lucky that that happened, because they canceled that years ago.
That movie's so good.
That movie was so much fun. I can't say enough about that movie. I can't wait for the second one, because I'm like, like, it's funny because, like, when you watch Batman v Superman, it's like a movie that takes itself so seriously. Yeah. And then you watch Deadpool, where you go in there and they're like, hey, we're going to take you to Professor X. Which one, McAvoy or Stewart?
Yeah, that was awesome.
It makes it so much more enjoyable because, like, okay, we're not about building universes or anything. It's not about that. Let's just have fun at the movies. And I think 20th Century Fox needs to kind of reevaluate things, because aside from Deadpool, they need to figure out what they're going to do with the X-Men going forward. Yep. Obviously, X-Men Apocalypse is coming, and from what I hear and what the studio has said is that that's going to be the last film for Magneto, the current people playing Magneto, Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, and Jennifer Lawrence. I'm like, so it's like, now they're going to hand out to the new X-Men. It's like, okay, who are those X-Men going to be?
Right.
Like, are you going to do it with the young people that are cast right now? But that's set in the 1980s, so you're going to
continue from
are
that.
Are you going to go to the 90s again? Technically, we saw the 90s version with James McAvoy. I mean, with Patrick Stewart and all that stuff.
Yeah, so, like, the time jumping is going to kind of bite him in the butt at some point.
Like, I get where they're coming from, where you want to, it's like, okay, what character should we kind of, like, make our next Wolverine that we could kind of do solo movies and then be, like, the next leader?
And that's that could be a huge...
That could because like Hugh Jackman literally only has one Wolverine movie left, and then he's officially retiring from Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I personally like Gambit. That's an interesting play. It's like, yeah, you know what? I would like to see a Gambit movie, but at the same time, it's like, if there was rumors that the budget was going to be $150 million, and then Deadpool's budget was like $15 million or $50 million, and it's like, guys, why is Gambit getting so much money?
They said it could have been because of the salary they wanted to pay.
For Channing Tatum?
Yeah. That's ridiculous. He's a producer on it, too.
Yeah.
So, like...
But, I don't know.
That's a lot of money for one person.
I just think they need to relax. Like, they don't need to rush. I think the fact that they're delaying it is a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, if Doug Liman, who's a great director, he made the movie Edge of Tomorrow, that really good Tom Cruise movie, Emily Blunt movie. Great. It's like, I trust him, or if he says that he needs to make changes to make this better, trust him. Because at least he's a director that's willing to say, hey, we need to make a change to make this better. Right. Unlike Zack Snyder, who's just like, let's just do everything. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I trust Doug Liman. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to delay it. Whether or not, I still want to see it a good X-Men movie.
They have to treat it like a Deadpool. We're like, not... Like, because not many people knew who he was, and I feel like that's kind of the same with Gambit. Yeah. Not many people know who he is besides his random appearance in the Wolverine movie. But, like, just introduce him and take your time with it, even the script and everything. I don't know. Just everything should be slowed down.
Channing Tatum said that, like, when they were kind of, like, talking about the script months ago, or maybe even a year ago, they were like, oh, it's kind of like an unconventional a superhero movie. It's kind of different. I don't know if specifically what the tone is going to be. Is it going to be serious? I think if they're going to try to rebrand the X-Men universe, I think they should kind of go in the way of Deadpool, where it's like, hey, be the studio that makes the fun comic book movies. Yeah, Marvel makes good ones, but they're kind of becoming formulaic now. I think if you go on the way where it's like, imagine doing a Gambit movie as a kind of like, I know this is going to sound weird, but like a Deuce Bigalow, male gigolo kind of movie where it's like, he's like a ladies man, but it's also like, it's like, he's not really about being a mutant because his character isn't about being
like, he kind of just goes with the flow.
He goes with the flow. Like, imagine doing like a Point Break, like version of an X-Men movie where it's like you have Gambit being like this, like a Bodhi kind of character where he's a loose dude. He's like, whatever, I'm just here to party. And it's just like, oh, wait, I have to go do stuff, you know?
Yeah. He's like with the X-Men, but he's not. He's like, I'm just chilling, man.
Yeah. And he's just like, man, I'm just here to have a good time, dude. It's just like, that's who he is. I'm like, do that. Like, make the Spicoli of the X-Men universe kind of be the, like, make him Spicoli. Don't try to make him something he's not. Like, have fun with it. Do something daring. Like, being daring doesn't necessarily mean being serious. I think they need to reevaluate what their story is. But if the director is doing it for the good of the potential story, then I'm all for it.
Definitely.
I definitely think that's cool. As far as comic book movie news, I think that's pretty much it. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I think that's it.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to watch Batman v Superman again. I think we're not going to make any more videos for it. I'm kind of tapped out. Yeah. I think you guys are tapped out as well because we see other, like, blog sites that are like, oh, we have more of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, you're talking about the same thing over and over again. And that's when people get frustrated. That's
people are trying to avoid talking about it now, it seems.
Yeah, like,
just a lot.
We're at work and we're just like, they're like, hey, so did you guys see it? And we're just like, yeah, we saw it. I'm like, all right, what do you need to know? What do you need to know?
We saw it twice.
To tell me right now, what do you want to say? Did you hate it? It's like, yeah, like... We still talk. We still text Jen and Mike and everything. Yeah. They're like, hey, you know, hey, I heard the, because Zack Snyder keeps talking. Yeah. Oh, you know what? We are gonna talk about one more thing, the deleted scene from the communion scene, that the way they're calling it, where you see supposedly Steppenwolf in the Genesis chamber with Lex Luthor when the police or whoever the hell they are, those secret agents come in and they see him seeing like the kind of like the display of Steppenwolf. How did you feel about that when you saw that?
I think it's cool, but I don't know where it would fit in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't want to say any kind of like...
As far...
It just feels like it's kind of out of place.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, it's cool too because it explains a lot of what they talked about at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish it maybe was a post-credit scene or something like that. Man. And I think a lot of people would agree with that. But I think they also would have to chop that scene up too, because having the police coming in and all that didn't
flow wherever the hell
it's like,
it was.
Where is this?
As far as what the scene like said or what tells us, like we already knew. It's like, yeah, Darkseid eventually is gonna come. It looked cool. I'm like, yo, that looks really freaking cool.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's a deleted scene.
Yeah, some money was spent on that deleted scene.
I want to say, if I had animation like that, I'm like, I don't care what it is. If that's like a Walgreens commercial, it's like, hey, this is the Walgreens. Oh shit, we spent a lot of money. It looks cool. Fuck it, just use it. It's the worst analogy I've ever made.
Can you imagine the animators, though, seeing that was deleted?
Oh, you're man, like, I'd be
pissed. No, my life!
No, just like, no. No, but it's another reason why this movie's so confusing.
Because
it's like, we're like one of the few people that defend it, where it's like, you know, yeah, it was not great, but, you know, man, like, those action scenes were really good. And at the same time, like, you do have to grade a movie like that, too. It's like, you know, you're not going to watch, you know, Ung Bak for the story. You're going to watch Ung Bak for the action scenes, too.
Awesome.
That movie's awesome too. But yeah, I think it didn't need to be released. I think the fact they released it was kind of a panic move.
Definitely.
Was because I was like, oh yeah, if you guys are confused, here's this thing in case you don't know. It's like, oh no, you confused us even more. Thank you.
It pissed people off and confused people.
Yeah, it made me mad when it came out. I don't understand why they needed to do it. It was a panic move because they're trying to make it seem like they know what they're doing, and now you're seeing interviews almost every other day with Zack Snyder explaining something. Oh yeah, you know, the Flash showed up here and all this stuff. Oh yeah, man, you know, when we did this, oh, we came up with that on the spot and all this. I'm like, shut up, just please shut up. You're not helping. You like, you're like, this is the thing, like you keep talking and it's just like, no. No. Definitely. If you have to explain a scene after a movie comes out, it means that you probably didn't do your job as a director. You probably didn't do your job. But yeah, like, I think the one question I want to ask now that we're kind of like, this will be the last thing we talk about, like, do you still think Zack Snyder should be directing Justice League?
I think they should go with it just because of how much money is invested in it, and I think it could be worse if you change it.
I think it could be worse, but at the same time, like, we've been talking about the studio, strangely enough, like, this movie was supposed to kind of relieve pressure, showing like, hey, we know what we're doing, we're building a universe. There's even more pressure now because people are upset. It's like, because they don't know what the hell's going on with this universe.
A lot of explaining to do.
It was like, it just, there was nothing explaining. It's like, there's more pressure on Warner Brothers now to not necessarily just nail the movie, but to make sure that we know what the hell's going forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody knows what's going
forward. There's more whys.
Yeah, we don't know Darkseid's going to be in the next movie. The only thing that we know is the Justice League will be in this movie.
Yeah.
We don't know if they're going to actually be fully Justice League. Are they going to be like...
Are they going to split it?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Does the Flash have long hair or short hair? Like, who knows?
Does Superman have hair like this?
Yeah. Will he come out mullet? You know, who knows?
I'm okay with it.
In my opinion, if they can push the... Like, if they could delay the production a little bit and then bring on a director that's already been a part of this process, like, you know, obviously it's easy to say Ben Affleck, but, like, let's say Patty Jenkins from Wonder Woman knocks it out of the park. Have her direct Justice League. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's a director that's been in the game longer than Zack Snyder. She's directed a movie that has an Oscar nominations monster, like with Charlize Theron. I'm like, I trust her with the movie.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, she's not going to be like, oh, I'm intimidated by the characters. Like, no, you're going to listen to me. She brings it. Weight. She brings legit hardware to the table and says, you're going to listen to me, and we're going to make a good story.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yes, they should change directors.
Yeah?
I think so. Yes, I think so. But no, that's all I have to say. This was fun.
Yeah.
I don't expect you to ever sit on that chair ever again.
I feel so awkward.
Yeah, about to say. Sean literally is like sitting at a kid's table right now. His knees are like scraping the bottom of the table. Like, goodness gracious, man. Fuck.
How do you even sign off without Jen here?
We just look at the camera. All right. For the Exit Only Theater podcast, I am Adrian Alderette.
I'm Sean Howard.
All right. I'm not going to see you when the credits roll.
Are they rolling already?
I think they're rolling. We'll see you guys next time. All right, bye.